Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 145, and I want to talk to you about this idea of having to let go many times. This idea was prompted to me by an Instagram post that I saw by an artist named Young Pueblo, and this is an author. I have two of his books, and I follow him on Instagram. Highly recommend Young Pueblo, Y-U-N-G-P-U-E-B-L-O. And that's, I first saw him on Instagram, and I would see a lot of his posts, and they're very short, 3-4 sentences sometimes, just little snippets of poetry or just words of affirmation or just things that really click with me. And I kept seeing it, saw people share it. I would share it many times, and then I decided to buy two of his books, and it's been awesome. So he posted, and I'll read it, and then I want to talk about it. It says, "If the pain was deep, you will have to let it go many times." And I'll say that again. If the pain was deep, you will have to let it go many times. And I took this, and my brain just started to run with this idea and what I wanted to talk about today and how I wanted to talk about it and the many avenues that we could take it. Letting go many times, obviously, I applied it to myself first. And the healing that I've been trying to do in the last 6 months, and I thought about this the other day. It's, you know, I got home from New York in the first week of September. So that's what? October, November, December, January, February. That's 6 months, almost 6 months fully now. And I was thinking about that the other day, and it's just pretty crazy to me how fast that 6 months feels. It feels very fast. It also feels like it's been 5 years all in one. It's a weird thing, healing and trying to process things and processing big life changes. But like that post says, if it was deep pain, or I'm going to use deep healing, or if you're processing something that was very deep, you're going to have to do it many times to truly heal. And I couldn't feel this anymore truthfully for my life. There's been moments where I've really felt like I was losing it. I felt like I was a failure. I felt like my self-care journey and my healing process, and I didn't have a grasp on anything. And then there's been times when I felt really good and I felt like I was on top of it. And I felt like my healing, I could feel myself healing. I could see myself and I would remind myself of my journey so far. And that's happened many, many times, multiple times, because like it says, there was deep pain that I felt. There was deep processing, deep healing, deep emotional adjustments that I was having to make over and over and over. And I think so many times, even if it's not processing or healing or trauma or a big life change, even taking a risk, you know, applying for a job that you really want and you don't get, or, you know, asking someone to go on a date with you and it doesn't happen, or taking a risk anywhere, changing jobs. I think a lot about employment when I think about these episodes, just because it's very applicable, but it could be anything. It could be texting a friend you haven't heard from in a while and it doesn't go that well, or having to cut people out of your lives because they're just emotionally not there for you. Things like this. And it might, if it's painful and if it's deeply painful and it requires you to adjust emotionally and to heal and to process things, you're going to have to do that many times. You're going to have to process and heal and let go many, many times. And I think it gets frustrating. I can only speak for myself, but you might feel this way as well if you've gone through this or something similar. It gets frustrating because so much in life, I wanted a quick fix. I want it just to be over. And I've told people this many times. Things happen. I get it. You know, it's confusing and it makes me really sad, but I just want it to be over. I want to be happy again. I want to move past it. But that's just, unfortunately or fortunately, really, there's a lot of growth in that area where you can't just fix it. And so much in life is not going to be a quick fix. The really good things, in my opinion, the really satisfying moments in your life are the ones that take time. Most of the time, they take time, they take energy, and they...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Take patience. And sometimes it gets really hard because you can't see what's ahead. You can't see when it's going to be fixed. You can't see how good that's going to feel when you do heal and when you do process it. And it takes so many times to not, I don't want to say take a gut check because that feels weird to say, but to really just look at yourself and remind yourself how far you've come. And doing that many, many times. And it can get very frustrating because I've noticed I can remind myself, hey, you know what? Look at yourself. Look how far you've come. You know, you're doing really well. And then the next week have a really awful week where it's, you know, nothing makes sense. A lot of bad days. I can't find anything to be positive or happy about or grateful. And it gets really confusing and really challenging. But it's having to let go. You know, and it's letting go of things. It's letting go of ego or perception or these ideas that you had in your head. And I felt that really strongly, just letting go of things, letting go of ideas that I have had and having to adjust those ideas. And it's taken me a lot of time. It's taken me many, many times of letting go. And it's not always easy. Some things take a lot longer to let go than others. But like the Instagram post, like Young Pueblo says, if there was deep pain, and I'm even going to stretch it out to say if there is deep pain or deep emotions or deep healing or processing required, then it's going to take many times of letting go. And I just thought that this was really, really important, and I wanted to bring it to the table as a gentle reminder that if you're going through things or you've gone through things recently or things that have really impacted you, it might take many, many times to let it go. And it kind of ties in nicely with this idea that we talked about recently about getting it right all the time. And if you're getting it wrong or you feel like there's a lot of things that are going wrong in your life, you're going to have to let it go many times. And a lot of the times, I'm thinking about this right now, a lot of the times when we do quote-unquote get it wrong, where we don't get it right, is really just perceptions or ideas that we thought we were supposed to get right in our head. And it's going to require us to let it go many times, letting go of that perception or letting go of any ego that we're holding on to or any, you know, social pressures that we're feeling. Just taking some time to remind ourselves, where do we want to go? What makes us feel happy and inspired? And just being truthful with ourselves and saying, what can I let go? Have I tried to let it go? And have I given it another, you know, if you have let go of some things and it didn't feel good. For example, if you let go of something and you still feel overwhelmed or sad, you still feel like you're having to process and heal from a lot of things, you have to try to let it go again. And I'm saying this with confidence because I've had to do this myself and I'm still practicing it and I'm still not perfect at it. I never will be probably. And I'm still having to take my own advice and it's messy. You know, self-care gets really messy and it's not perfect. It's most certainly not linear, which just means it doesn't go in a straight line all the time. There's going to be bumps where you go back down. You feel like you fall back down, but then you get back up 2 steps, and then you might take 3 steps back. And I think that's what's so confusing about self-care sometimes, is that it's not always pretty. You know, sometimes we do take step backs, and we just have to let that go. We have to let go of being perfect. We have to let go of the idea of perfection, and we're going to have to let that go many times. And so I just wanted to bring this idea of letting go many times, because this is something I really needed to hear, and I think many of us could really benefit from this. Just because we try one time doesn't mean that that's it. You know, there's nothing wrong with having, you know, needing to let go more than once. And I'm going to take this advice and I'm going to apply it and I'm going to see what happens. I'm just going to keep practicing it and saying, you know what? I'm going to try again. I'm going to get up. I'm going to try again. I'm going to get up. I'm going to try again. And I hope that you join me I hope that you continue to get up and try again. I hope that you continue to let go more than once. And I hope that you always remember to be kind, be positive, be yourself, continue to take care of yourselves, especially in the world that we live in right now. I want to think about the people in Ukraine and just keep them in our hearts. It's a very emotional time in this world, and even more so just taking care of each other and remembering what it means to be a human being. So please take care of ourselves and take care of each other. I will see you on the next one. Remember that Black Lives Matter, trans rights are human rights, and you will always be loved, my friend.